Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Much better. Sometimes you think you are in a funeral parlor somewhere. We have forgotten how to greet. Inshallah, I hope when you go home, you greet your wives, spouses. Assalamu alaikum, my darling. How nice. How nice. Are you going to do that, inshallah? They might die of shock. Who knows? Right. What I would like you to do, please, my beloved brothers and sisters, I would like you to take this, occupy the seats in front, please, so it makes it easy for those that come later. We are just going to wait for a minute or two. There's a queue of ladies, and I can assure you that this program would leave, inshallah, an indelible impression. But the impact it has on you depends largely on you, inshallah, because you can take action, and we don't want you to be a spectator in your own life, inshallah. So would you all occupy the seats in front, right? Jazakumullah. All of you speak English, yeah, right? Okay, alhamdulillah. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, the Lord of all the worlds, to whom we belong and to whom we return, may His choices, blessings go to the highest of Allah's creation, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most generous in companionship, the most gentle in speech, indeed the most eloquent ambassador for humanity at large. As we always do, it is traditional, and perhaps it become a mechanical tradition, that we begin with the recitation of the Quran. It is my prayer and hope, inshallah, you give the Quran the dignity it deserves. It is not fortuitous or by chance that we are talking today about the love stories from the Quran. So I call upon Hafiz Shoaib Mullah to read a few excerpts from the Quran.